Please take your Bibles, open them to the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John chapter 4, page 1324 in your Schofield Bible. And starting with verse 15, we'll read through the conclusion of the chapter. 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 through 21, page 1324. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. The text verse, by the way, is the 18th verse. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And let's finish together on the last verse. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And let's pray. And Lord, thank you for the delightful time we've already experienced. It's good to come to church. It's good to be with all these dear people. But the best thing of all is about to take place, that of the preaching of your word, and our hearts need to be ready. God, bless us with thy Spirit's power to receive the word, and thy power, of course, for our preacher, in Jesus' name.
Now, Father, thou hast for 100 years met with thy people, and thou hast for 28 of those years met with us as pastoring people. Meet thou with us in a special way this morning as we think of one of the most beautiful subjects in the Bible, perfect love. Give me the attention of the people, and I'll try to pay attention to you, to tell them what you want to say to them today and what you would tell them if you were here. In Jesus' name, amen. Last Sunday morning, I spoke to you along the line of this subject. You can fear yourself into what you fear. If you remember, I told you that it is possible for you to fear something so much until that something that you fear will be brought to you by your fear. I made mention that you could fear a nervous breakdown until you get so nervous about fearing a nervous breakdown, you will have a nervous breakdown. You can fear a heart attack until you will have the conditions that will bring the heart attack. You can fear failure until you fear it so much you will fail. Then I thought, when I finished the sermon, I had an unsatisfied appetite in my mouth, my heart. I thought I spent this morning explaining to my people the importance of not fearing. And yet I didn't tell them how to keep from fearing. And so this morning I want to speak to you on the subject, how not to fear. I felt I may have done you an injustice last week in not completing this and telling you this last week. But I felt that I must return this morning, since I warned you of what fear can bring. I reminded you that fear can bring what you fear. I reminded you that if fear does not bring what you fear, it can bring something worse than what you fear. I reminded you that fear can bring something worse, even if it doesn't bring what you fear. And I reminded you of how it multiplies itself. But the Bible tells us how we can have victory over fear. our text this morning, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Now this is going to be one of those line upon line, precept upon precept messages. And I wish I could convince you of the reality of this book. I wish I could convince you that there's a way to overcome fear. If you thought this morning that what I was going to preach would help you to overcome fear, you would sit up and listen like you've never listened before. If somebody could guarantee you a way to overcome fear, you'd pay $100 or more for tuition to go to a course, to take that course, how to have your fears overcome. Well, I have a book before me. It's God's book. It's eternal in the heavens. The copy was sent to us. And that book says to me, perfect love casteth out fear. Now the question comes, okay, Brother Howard, what is perfect love? I'm going to give you this morning six statements. If you don't listen to the first one, you won't understand the second. If you don't listen to the first two, you won't understand the third. If you don't listen to the first three, you won't understand the fourth. If you don't listen to those who precede it, you won't understand the next one. The first statement is this. By the way, I want to say this. When I'm talking about fear this morning, I'm not talking about the kind of fear the Bible speaks about when it says fear is the beginning of wisdom. That's not the fear I'm talking about. Or fear God and keep His commandments. This is a whole duty of man. I'm not talking about that. That's a reverential kind of a awesome or an awe that you're supposed to have for God. This morning I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about fear of death. I'm talking about fear of depression. I'm talking about fear of bankruptcy. I'm talking about fear of illness. I'm talking about fear of problems. I'm talking about fear of unemployment. I'm talking about fear of hunger. I'm talking about fear of burdens. I'm talking about that kind of fear. Statement number one, love and fear do not mix. Love and fear do not mix. Love is one thing. Fear is another thing. Fear is not an ingredient of love. I preached a sermon here one time, and I told you that faith had included in it some doubt. But that's not the way love and fear operate. Love and fear will not mix. Love is one thing. Fear is another thing. Statement number two. A man may both love and fear. A woman too, for that matter. But a Christian may both love and fear. Now the Bible does not say love casteth out fear. It says perfect love casteth out fear. The Bible does not say he that feareth does not love at all. The honest truth is, a man may love deeply and yet fear. But perfect love casteth out fear. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Listen carefully now. I'd rather you wouldn't take notes. I'd rather you look at me. This is not a text classroom, this preaching service. I don't want you taking notes while I preach. I want you to listen to me. I want to get your heart, not your head, not your notebook. Now listen carefully. Love and fear do not mix. Number two, a man may both love and fear. You may have love and you may have fear, but they're not the same thing. Statement number three. To whatever extent you have one, you do not have the other. If you could divide life into 100 parts, if you have 50 parts of love, you have 50 parts of fear. You have 75 parts of love, you have 25 parts of fear. You have 25 parts of love, you have 75 parts of fear. Illustration. A person loves, now follow me carefully, a person loves, and at the moment he loves, fear is conquered. But occasionally that fear returns. And when that fear returns, the love is pushed back. For when the love is high, the fear is low. When the love is low, the fear is high. And to whatever extent you have love, to that same extent the balance is fear. Occasionally, for example, fear is cast out. I'm sorry. Fear is conquered in your life. Most of the time, it may be that you have no fear. Now, if you have no fear, it is because you have love. When you, let me tell you something. If you love God with real godly love, talking about agape love now, you simply say that I trust Him. So why should I fear? If I love Him and I'm in His hands, why should I fear? He knows what's best for me. If He wants to send me tears, I'll not fear them because they're from God. My Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, it just may be that God wants to send me tears because I need tears. So why should I fear? He's in charge. He's my guide. He's my guard. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my power. He's my strength. I love Him, and so I need not fear, because all that God sends comes from a loving hand. If God sends death, I need not fear that death, because I love Him and I trust Him. If God sends me pain, I need not fear that pain, because I love Him and I trust Him. I thought so much about this subject this week. The last night, I dreamed that the doctor told me I was going to die. And by the way, he's right. I am going to someday. But the doctor, he was looking in my eyes. And now, why he was looking in my eyes, I don't know. But something in my eyes was going to kill me. And the doctor said, you won't live long because you've got something wrong with your eye. I forget what it was. But I kept on singing. The doctor said, you didn't hear me. And I said, I did too. He said, I'm going to die. Doctor said, aren't you scared? I said, why should I be scared? I'll be in heaven just the minute I die. I'll be with Jesus. I'll be with my mama. I'll be with all the people I've loved who've gone on before. And the doctor said, I never met anybody like you. This is all a dream, of course. If it really happened, I'd be scared still. But the truth is, I kept on singing. And my mama was still living at the time. And I told Mama, I said, Mama, guess what? She said, what? I said, I'm going to get to die. She said, son, aren't you afraid? I said, why should I be afraid? And look, why should I be? My life is in God's hands. I love Him. And if I love Him, I trust Him. He knows what's best for me. If He wants me to suffer, why should I be afraid of what's best for me? If He wants me to weep, why should I be afraid of what's best for me? You know, the honest truth is, most of us are atheists. We don't believe that there's a God, and we don't love Him like we should. And because we don't love Him like we should, we're afraid of everything that's going to come up. Look, it's in His hand. Now, the truth is, most of the time, some of us, much of the time, we're there. And we love Him so much and say, Lord, I love You. And I mean, we do. We love Him in our hearts. And when we do love Him, we don't fear. But after a while, the fear returns. We have a little relapse, a little lessening of our love, as it were. And the fear creeps in. And then our love increases, and the fear is conquered. But the fear is not cast out. It is conquered momentarily, but not cast out. I said, number one, love and fear do not mix. I said, number two, a man may both love and fear. I said, number three, to whatever extent you have one, you don't have the other. Now, number four, here's the sermon. The day can come when we will not only conquer fear, but can cast out fear. Let's just say, for example, I don't want this on. Let's just say this microphone here represents a fear. And so, but I love God. and I conquer that fear.
But it comes up
again, and I love God, and I conquer that fear with love. And the only way you can conquer fear is love. Perfect love casteth out fear.
And then I lift it up, and the fear comes back again,
and I conquer it. Now, the day can come when you can have such love for God, you can cast out fear. Kick it out.
Did you see what I did?
What a marvelous achievement. You couldn't do that if you tried 100 years. And, of course, I could do it every time. I don't have time to try again. I've got to get on in this sermon here. But you see, folks, there can come the time in your life where you can have perfect love. Now, what is that perfect love? That's mature love. You can come to the place in your life to where it is all settled. I love Him. He's my Father. He knows what's best for me. Whatever He sends me, that's what I want. And so I'll just cast out fear, and that's done by perfect love. Love has matured. Now, I've known Christians in my life that I believe had no fear. I do not believe those Christians were without sin. I do believe that their love had matured to the place where they had no fear whatsoever. Now, look, you say, okay, Brother Howes, I'll have that perfect love. No, you won't. It won't come all at one time. What you'll do, I'm not going to cast it out this time, but what you'll do is the first thing you do is you win in one instance. You have a fear, you love God, the fear is gone.
But the fear comes back up.
Again. This time I'm going to put it over there at the same spot. Standing up, I'll put it over there. But if I do, the doctor last night, my dream was right. I'll die when I see it happen. But what happens? Here's the way it happens in the Christian's life. Fear comes up like this, and we conquer it. And that one particular fear is conquered, wow, with love. I love Him. And what happened?
I learned how to do it easier now.
And so, fear, look, when you get my age, you try everything to keep them bending over. But I conquered it. But the fear comes back. And I conquered it again. It's going to hit my kneecap and bust it, I know. And I conquered it again. And you keep on conquering it. And you keep on conquering it.
Y'all are scared to death back here, right here. What's that?
The choir is listening better than they've ever listened to any of my sermons. And so I have the fear again and conquer it. And I have it again. And I conquer it again. And I have it again. And I conquer it again. But now, it takes a while to mature. A little baby in the nursery can't mature today. It's going to take a lot of maturing for that little child one day to become an adult. And maybe even as an adult, he won't be mature. But maturing takes a long time. So the Bible says that maturing love casteth out fear. You keep on conquering a fear, and 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 someday your love will grow up until it'll be mature love, and you'll love God so much you'll say, God, just send it on. I'm not afraid of it at all. Because every fear that God sends, He sends an ability for love to conquer it. And every negative thing that God sends that we count as negative, God sends with it a bonus that more than counteracts for that which is negative. And so the time comes when a Christian has perfect love. I said, number one, love and fear do not mix. I said, number two, a man may have both love and fear. I said, number three, to whatever extent you have one, you do not have the other. I said, number four, the day can come when we will not only conquer it, but cast it out. Conquer fear, but cast it out. And fear will not be there anymore. Now, it's not above sin, but it is what causes that is when you have perfect love, mature love. Now, number five, this was not just meant for the apostles in John's day. I've known some Christians who've had this. You've heard me talk about Dr. Charles Weigel. Dr. Charles Weigel grew to the place in his love for Christ. I never knew a man, I think, that loved God any more than Charles Weigel did. Dr. Charles Weigel got to the place where he loved God so much, I don't think he feared anything. Dr. Weigel used to pray for God to let him live to be 100 years old. He asked Dr. Robertson one day, who was his pastor. Dr. Weigel was an evangelist, and he got way up in years. I'm talking about 85, 90, in his 90s. Dr. Robertson moved him to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he lived there in one of the rooms there of the Tennessee Temple College. And Dr. Weigel and I were very warm friends. In fact, oh my soul, this has been 23 years ago. Dr. Weigel asked me to fly down and preach the dedication message for the Weigel Music Center, a new building there on the campus of Tennessee Temple, and I preached the dedication message at Dr. Weigel's request. Dr. Weigel got in his 90s. He said, Dr. Robertson, please pray that I live to be 100. I want to live to be 100 years old. Dr. Weigel became ill. He went to the hospital. He was, I'm guessing, 95, 96, 97. I'm not sure, but he's getting almost to 100. And Dr. Weigel, one day called for Dr. Robertson. And, Dr. Robertson went to the hospital. Dr. Weigel said, Dr. Robertson, I want to go home. Dr. Robertson says, nope, you can't go home. You've got to stay here. You need to be in the hospital. Dr. Weigel said, no, Dr. Robertson, I want to go home. He said, I want you to pray that I can go home. And Dr. Robertson said, no, you can't go home. You've got to stay in the hospital. You're a sick man. And Dr. Weigel said, that's not the home I'm talking about. I want to go home. Dr. Robertson knew what he meant. And Dr. Robertson reluctantly bowed his head and said, God, take Dr. Weigel home in just a little while. Dr. Weigel went home. I think he had mature love. No need to fear. You said, Brother Hiles, do you ever fear? Yeah, but when I do fear, it's because of a lack of love. And through these many years, I've learned to fear less. I don't think everybody has to leave and go to the restroom all the time. I haven't gone in 40 years. And So you haven't got to, you can go walking out. Any child here can wait before he goes to the restroom. And I'm simply saying that there can come a time. Now you say, Brother Hiles, how do you get this perfect love? You keep on conquering fear. And you keep on conquering fear. And you keep on conquering fear till finally you just cast the fear out. And perfect love, when your love is mature, how do you conquer fear? Love! You love Him! More love to Thee, O Christ! More love to Thee! There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus! Jesus made us to love Him, and as much as we love Him, to that extent, we don't have to fear. My mama was sort of a fearful person. My mother, I started to say by nature, I don't know if that's true or not. It's because so many things that we would call bad things happened to her in her life. I don't know. But my mother was a fearful woman. I think my sister will attest to what I'm going to say. My mother, in the last year she lived, she grew so much. I believe her love became mature. Perfect love. And I believe my mother lost every fear she had. That's why I could go to the hospital and talk about heaven to her. She said, son, teach me some more about heaven. On her deathbed, I'd take the Bible, open the Bible, and teach her about heaven. It was not anything she dreaded. You know why? Perfect love casteth out fear. As much as you love Him, to that extent, you don't have a fear. Now, I'm saying that in any given instance, you don't have to fear. But you're going to have... Yeah, listen, faithfulness to church does not cast out fear. Reading the Bible does not cast out fear. Prayer does not cast out fear. Faith does not cast out fear. God says, if you love me, what does that mean? That means I love Him. And because I love Him, you know what's best. I don't know what's best for me. Good night, I'm just a human down here. I don't know what's best for me. But Lord, whatever's best, let her rip. And I love you, and I trust you, and you're my God. And, okay, whatever you want, that's it.
Everything that I get comes from God's hand for my good. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. This morning, if you all of a sudden are prone to have a fear, just get a big old bucket of love and drink it right quick. And love Him with all your heart. Because love conquers fear. And 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 love conquers fear. So finally, get out of here, fear. Get out of here. Get out of here, fear. Get out of here. And fear is cast out. A little love conquers a little fear. More love conquers more fear. A lot of love conquers a lot of fear. Perfect love casts out fear, the Bible says. So love Him. I believe Dr. John Rice was not afraid. I don't know of a thing that man feared. Why? Now that wasn't always that way. Look, I was with him 22 years. I saw him grow in grace some myself. I saw him as his love for Christ matured. And he was not afraid. I wish somehow I could reach out and grab everybody in this room and make you think that coming to church on Sunday morning is not an ordeal that you're supposed to do because it's Sunday. I wish I could reach out and cause you to walk in this place on Sunday like a little child running to the table or the ice cream man. And I wish I could say, ladies and gentlemen, it's real! It's real! It's real! The love of God is real! You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear. You don't have to tremble. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. But you say, how can I keep from it? Love Jesus! That's the way you keep from it. Perfect love casteth out fear. I said, number one, love and fear do not mix. I said, number two, a man may have both love and fear. I said, number three, to whatever extent you'll have one, you don't have the other. I said, number four, the day can come when we can not only conquer fear, but cast out fear. I said, number five, this is not for the apostles only, it's for every single believer. I know some folks here today in this room that I believe have mature love or perfect love. I know some folks in this room today, if God came and said you're going to die before sundown, I don't think their blood pressure would rise a bit. I know some folks here this morning, if they had a checkup tomorrow and the doctor said it's cancer and you've got a month to live, I don't think there'd be one whit. You know why? They love God. Not because they memorize a lot of Scripture. Because they love God. Perfect love casteth out fear. John was near the end of his life. He was a tried and true saint. He has a mature love. He does not insist that all have it. He simply says, you ought to have it someday. He says your aim ought to be to have perfect love. Your goal. It's available to you. It may not be yours, but are you on your way? Do you want it? Are you living so that one day perfect love can be yours? You've got to grow. As I say so often, I'm pressing on the upward way. You don't just go all the way up. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And here's the way you get it. Love, love, more 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 love, till one day your love for Christ is mature and you love Him so much, you say, fully on the world, fully on fear, fully on worry, fully on fretting. I love God. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my guide. He's my King. He knows what's best for me. So let me have it. And I'm not afraid. Because I love Him. I don't claim to be a saint. I love him. You look at that picture. Don't look at it now. In the front of the bulletin. And you will say, a church that called a fellow that good looking ought to have another chance after 28 years if it looks the way he looks now. Have you looked at your picture 28 years ago? But if you could take a picture of my heart, hear me now. If you could take a picture of my heart, I think you'd find a bigger change than that of my face. I'm not lying to you. If I ever lie, I'll walk out of this pulpit before I do it. I won't stand behind God's sacred desk and lie. But I'll guarantee you, my love for Him has matured more than I have physically matured in these years. I love Him. If I don't love Him with all my heart, I almost do. And I trust Him. And to whatever extent I love Him, to that extent, I don't have to fear. 28 years ago this morning, I walked in this pulpit as pastor of this church for the first time. Scared? Yeah. Fearful? Yeah. Everything was new. For 28 years, it's been my joy to stand behind this pulpit. I preach from probably behind 100 different pulpits a year. I'd rather preach from right here than any place in the whole world. I feel more at home at this spot than I feel anywhere, at any spot in the whole world. Right here. And I wish I could transfer a few things. Not everything. But there are a few things I have I wish I could transfer to you. I really do. And one of those things, I wish you could love Him like He deserves to be loved. God didn't save you to show His love to you. God saved you so you could show your love to Him. I told him in my study just before I walked in, and I always tell him this, every time before I preach, no matter where it is, I say, I love you. I really do. You know I do. I love you. So why should I fear? Because perfect love casteth out fear. You won't get perfect love this morning, but you can keep on conquering a fear with love and conquering the next fear with love and conquering the next fear with the love. And conquering the next fear with love. Till one day you will have loved Him so long and so much. You may be 90 years old in a hospital like Dr. Weigel. You may be 96 years old about to die like my mama. You may be 80 years old, a great preacher of the gospel like Dr. Rice. But you keep on loving. And keep on loving. And keep on loving. And that love keeps on conquering fear and conquering fear and conquering fear till one day.
Get out of here.
I won't fear anymore. Why? Because I love Him with all my heart. I love Him. Our Heavenly